Shalom to all. Today's office is about Daf Samachet. So we are starting about a quarter of the way into the Amud with a brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Maris Mirim Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Oliyah. And we'll continue discussing the sale of different things. Here we talk about a city. Hamachar es Ha'ir, someone who sells a city. Machar Batam Bar Shichin Ma'aris, including that sale is the homes, Bar Shichin Ma'aris that are in the homes and also in the city as well. Merchatzais, bathhouse, Veshaibchais, dove coats, Beis Habadin, oil presses, Beis Ashlachin. We're going to discuss what this is. Avoloy Samantatalin, but not movable objects that are in the city. However, if the seller told the buyer, it and everything inside, even if there are animals and slaves inside, all those things are considered sold. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if one sells a city, the santer is included in the city. This is not like the Tanakama. The Tanakama holds that the santer is not included in the sale, and we're going to see in the Gemara what exactly the santer is. Another Gemara tells us, it seems to be we learned from the Mishnah, that avadim, slaves, are considered like metal, like movable objects. If you want to say that they're like karka, like land, in his dabanag of masa, they should be included in the sale of the city. And since we say they're only included in the sale, if the person expressly stipulated everything that's in the city as well as being sold, it must be they're considered like metal. And this is a discussion throughout Gemara, whether or not avadim are like metal or like karka, and so it seems to be that we learn from this Mishnah that avadim are like metal. However, we're asked right away, you want to say that avadim are like metal? My afilu. So why does Mishnah say afilu? Even avadim are being sold. Namely, when the seller clearly stipulates, I'm selling you it and everything inside, so obviously all the metaltalin are included, and then the Mishnah says, and even avadim. Well, if avadim were metaltalin, we don't have to say even avadim. Of course avadim are included. What's the chiddush? So what would you be able to say? Shani bein metaltal denayid, me metaltal deloy nayid, that there must be a difference between metaltalin that move and metaltalin that do not move. For example, an oven is metaltalin that does not move on its own, and slaves or animals are metaltalin that do move on their own, and that's why perhaps you'd say the Mishnah has to emphasize that even avadim and animals are included in the sale because they're metatolin that move. Well, once we're making this differentiation, afilu temu could even say avdikim karka dami, that avadim are really like karka, and the only reason why they would not be included in the standard sale of a city is because shani bin makarka denayid la makarka deloy nayid. There's a difference between karka that moves and karka that does not move. Karka that does not move is just a regular field or a house or a chatzar, and that would be included in the standard sale, but karka that moves, namely avadim, are not included in the standard sale of a city unless, of course, there's a clear stipulation that he's selling everything inside the city. As a bottom line, we have no right for the Mishnah whether or not avadim are like karka or metaltalin. How we continue now going on to the last part of the Mishnah where we had said Rav Shimon Gamliel told us that one who sells the city included in that sale is the santer, and the Tanakama argues with him that a santer is not included. So the Gemara asks, my santer, what exactly is a santer? As we have two different answers. Hachadar Gimu over here in Bavel, they explain Bar Machvonisa, this is a fellow, an evid of the ruler or governor of the city who's an expert in property boundaries and markers. He tells us exactly where everyone's fields are, and this is very essential in preventing disputes of this sort. As according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, this guy, we're going to call him the land expert, he's included in the sale of the city because he's very relevant for the city. Whereas Shimon of Tomasheimer, he tells us that what's the santer? Bagi. It's fields that are located on the outside of the city. Nothing to do with this fellow. Now, we just clarify, Manda Amar Bar Machvanisa, according to one of the holes, that his santer is this Bar Machvanisa, this land expert, Kolshken Bagi, of course he would hold that land itself, which is located outside the city, is part of the sale. Whereas Manda Amar Bagi, according to Manda Amar, which is Shimon of Tomas, that the santer are these fields outside the city, only those are included in the sale of Obama Chemnisa Lemizdabin, but this land expert is not included because he's not land. Now we're trying to bring right from our Mishnah what exactly the santer is. Tanan, our Mishnah had said, Beis Abadim, Beis Ashlachin, that Beis Abadim, Beis Ashlachin are included in the sale. Now, so Ruah, the original understanding is, my Shlachin, what exactly is this Beis Ashlachin that's being included in the sale? Bagi, it's a field outside the city. And why do we say that Beis Ashlachin is Bagi? Because the Pasuk says, V'shaleich Maim al Pnei Chutzais, which literally means, and he sends water to the outlying areas. And so Shlachin could be referring to Bagi, because Bagi is the field outside the city. Now, if that's really the understanding of Shlachin, so Bishlam Manda Amar Bar Machvanisa, this is all good according to Manda Amar, that Santer is this Bar Machvanisa guy. That means that we would understand the Mishnah as follows. Amar Tanakama Bagi Mizdabni, Bar Machvanisa Loi Mizdabin. The Tanakama is saying the Bagi, these fields outside the city, they're included in the sale, but the Bar Machvanisa guy is not included, whereas also Rav Shimon Gamliel Meimar, Rav Shimon Gamliel is coming along to argue, and when he says Santer, he's telling us, Afil Bar Machvanisa Nami Mizdabin, that even this Bar Machvanisa fellow is included in the sale. El Manda Amar Bagi, but according to the Manda Amar, that what's the Santer that Rav Shimon Gamliel is talking about? That's Bagi, that's fields outside the city. Well, Tanakama Nami Hachik Amar, the Tanakama is saying the same exact thing, because the Tanakama, by saying Shlachin is included, is basically saying that Bagi is included, so that means that there's no Machlokes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakama. So Gemara says, no, Misavir is my Shlachin Bagi. Do you really think the Shlachin in the Mishnah is Bagi? Loi, that's not so. My Shlachin, what are Shlachin? Ginun Yasa, it's gardens that are in and around the city. And how do we know that gardens could be called Shlachin? Shnemar, because the Pasuk says, Shlachayich Pardes Rimanim. Shlachayich would be translated over here as your lands are a Pardes Rimanim in order orchard of pomegranates, and that would be considered a garden. And based off of this, we can understand it as follows. The Tanakam holds a shlachin. Gardens are included in the sale of the city. Aval bagulem is davni. Fields outside the city are not included. And Rosh Hashim Gamalil, Meimar Hashim Gamalil come along to say, afilu baginam is davni, that even these fields outside the city are included in the sale. And so based off of this different understanding of what shlachin are, we can understand this other man to Amar in what Santer is. Now the Gemara continues, Ekadamri, some say that this is the conversation. Savrua, originally they thought, my shlachin, what's the shlachin of the Mishnah? Ginun Yasa, it's these gardens in and around the city. And here's the conversation. Bisham Amanda Amar Bagi, this is all good according to the Manda Amar, that Santer is really Bagi. That means we understand the Mishnah as follows. Amar Tanakama, Tanakama is telling us, Ginun Yasa Mizdabin, that the gardens in and around the city are being sold, whereas Bagi Loi Mizdabni, the fields outside the city are not sold, whereas Asar Abim Shimon Gamalil and Meimar Shimon Gamalil come along to say, by telling us that Santer is included in the sale, Afilu Bagi Mizdabni, even the fields outside the city are included in the sale. Sam Chasam Bez on top, El Manda Amar Bar Machmanisa, but according to the Manda Amar, that the Santer is his Bar Machmanisa fellow, so how do we understand the Machlaikas? Amar Tanakama, Ginun Yasa, Tanakama, by saying the word Shlachin is telling us that gardens in and around the city are being sold, Umahadal Rav Shimon Gamalil Bar Machmanisa, and Rav Shimon Gamalil is telling him, you should know this Bar Machmanisa fellow is being sold, one has nothing to do with another. It seems we are addressing two totally separate points, and they're not focusing on the Bagi on the field. So I think more flips it around like we did before. Mi Savris Mai Shlachin, Ginun Yasa, do you really think the word Shlachin of the Tanakama is referring to the gardens around the city? Loi, that's not so. My Shlachin, what's Shlachin? Bagi. It's these fields around the city. They'll say because the Pasuk says, Shleich Mai Alpanei Chutzais. And again, the Chutzais are the outlying areas, the area outside the city. And that means the Tanakama is telling us that the fields outside the city are included in the sale, Afal Bar Machvaniso, Loi Mizdabin, but the fellow himself, who's his land expert, he is not included. Whereas Rav Sarab Shimon Gamalil Meimar, Rav Shimon Gamalil is coming to tell us, Tafil Bar Machvaniso, Naim Mizdabin, even his land expert himself, he is included in the sale. And so we wouldn't have a clarity of what exactly this word Santer means, so we continue discussing. Tashma, we have a brass that tells us as follows. Rabbi Hudaim, Rabbi Huda says, a santer enoi macher, a santer is not included in the sale of a city, whereas Ankulmus macher, the Ankulmus, this is the official cipher, the scribe of the city, he is included in the sale. Now it seems to be that santer and Ankulmus are going to have what to do with each other. They're going to be somewhat similar, because again, Rabbi Huda is saying, santer is not included, but Ankulmus is included. Now my love so must be, that made the Ankulmus gavra, that since this Ankulmus fellow is a person, santer nami gavra, that means that the santer is also a person, and that would mean that the santer is his land expert. Asking where midi iria, is that really a proof? Hakadis of Hakadisa, we could actually say that Rabbi Huda is talking about two totally separate things. Santer could technically be talking about fields, and Ankulmus could be talking about a scribe, a cipher, and they don't have to do with each other. However, right away the Gemara knocks that down by saying, could you really say that? Fakatani Seifa, in the Seifa of the Brisa, it says, but the remnants, the leftovers, if you will, of the city are not included in the sale, and not outlying villages. This is what we would call suburbs of the city, and not the forests that are meant for the city, and also, and not bivrin, which is basically a corral or an enclosure of animals, birds, or fish, those also are not included. And for Mina, we say, what exactly are the shiarim, the remnants, the leftovers of the city? Bizli, it's bizli. My bizli, what's bizli? Amar Babi says, piski bagi, it's the broken pieces, if you will, of land. What does it mean, broken pieces of land? So outside the city, we have our bagi, our fields that are located there, and the piski bagi are little pieces of field that are beyond the main bagi, the main fields, and the reason why they're called piski bagi is because they're separated by pieces of land that one is not able to cultivate, perhaps very rocky terrain or something like that, and that's why they're called piski bagi. They're like small pieces of property that are detached from the main bagi. Now, what do we learn from here? Piski bagi, hudlam mizdabni, that these small pieces of land that are detached are not included in the sale, but habagi atman mizdabni, the fields themselves are included in the sale of the town. Now, from the fact that Behud is telling us that these things are included in the sale, it must be that when he says that the santer is not included in the sale, that the santer cannot be referring to these bagi, to these fields, because he just told us that the fields are included in the sale. It must be the santer is referring to a person and not fields. The Gemara says, Epoch, you're right, let's switch it around. Meaning we'll switch around the pains in the Braisa. Rabbi Huda says, Santer Machur, that the Santer is included in the sale, and Kulmus Einay Machur, that the Kulmus is not included in the sale. And now according to this, we could understand that Santer means the fields outside the city, and that's consistent with what Rabbi Huda says later on, that the Shiarim are not included in the sale. But now based off of this, we ask a different question. Could we really say that Rabbi Huda holds a Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? According to what we just said, Rabbi Huda holds that the Santer is included in the sale of the city, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel as well says this in our Mishnah, that the Santer is included in the sale of the city. But we're going to see how Rabbi Huda cannot hold a Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Why is that? Because Rabbi Huda, Krabbanon Svirle, Rabbi Huda holds like the Rabbanon. How do we see this? Tani Seifa, the Seifa this Braisa tells us, that these leftovers, the remnants of the city, are not included, and not the suburbs, not the outlying areas, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Ha'amar, he says, Machar Seir, Machar B'nai Sel, that when a person sells a city, included in that is the suburbs. The Tanya of Braisa tells us, Ha'amar Chaseir, Loi Machar B'nai Sel, one who sells the city, the suburbs, outlying areas, are not included in that, whereas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Aymer, Ha'amar Chaseir, Machar B'nai Sel. So clearly, Rabbi Huda does not hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and he holds like the Chachamim. So my answer is no problem. Rav Yehuda Sarvali Kavasei B'chada, Upalagale B'chada. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Shimon Gamliel in regards to one thing, but he argues with him in regards to another thing. He argues with Shimon Gamliel that the outlying villages, the suburbs, are not included in the sale of a city, but the fields outside the city, the Santer, are included. And lastly, we quote a part from the Brayso, V'loi Bivrin Shel Chayv Shel Efes Shel Dagim, that when a city is sold, different pens or corrals or enclosures of animals, birds, or fish are not included in that. The Gemara asks for Minu, we have a different Brayso that says, Hayu Labanais, if there were suburbs of the city, Enim Karasima, they're not included. Hayu L'Chelek Echad Bayam V'Chelek Echad Biyabasha. Let's say the town had a section of it which was separated by the sea, meaning there was an island that was relevant to the town, but obviously there was sea in between the main area and this island, or it had a chelak in the abash, in the dry land, meaning there was an area that was considered part of the town, but there was an empty stretch of land in between the main town and this area, or bivrin shel chayv shel efes shel dagim, or these different corrals or enclosures of animals, birds, or fish, harei elim karm ima, they are included in the sale. So we see that these bivrin are included, not they're not included, steer between brises. And the Gemara answers like, Hasha, no problem. Hadanagiach kai lagav, vahadanagiach kai labar. One is talking about where the opening of the enclosure of this bever is towards the inside, towards the city, so then it's included in the sale. Whereas the first brayso is talking about where the opening is labar, it's towards the outside, it's facing away from the city, so it's not included in the sale. As the Gemara of Al-Katani, the brayso itself says, v'loyas charshen ha-muktzen la, b'charshen forests that are muktze la, they're designated or set aside for the town, are not included in the sale. And so we see that if something's designated for the town or open towards it, if you will, that's what these forests, they're not included in the sale. So even with the bevar, these enclosures, these corrals, just because they're open towards the city, that doesn't mean they're included in the sale. The Gemara answer is Ema, what we should really say in the Braisa is Hamuktzen Heimena, that these forests, these Charshen, they're Mukta from it, they're separate from it, they're away from it, meaning they're not connected to the city, they're not open towards it, they're not included in the sale. But if they were Muktzen La, they were towards the town, they were connected to it, then they would be included in the sale, just like these Bevarin. We're gonna stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah with more cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.